sharp gunshot wounds in the head. But how was this man shot? The police say witnesses heard two gunshots. Was he killed by one bullet or two? Were these wounds self-inflicted inside the body?
You look at all of the internal organs. You have to be very careful because they can be quite slippery.
When you routinely dissect the dead, the experience is far from every day. For one thing, there's the smell.
Most people complain about the smell the most. And when you put that together with a visual, then sometimes it can be hard. You have to try not to let your job interfere with your cooking, because it can be very similar.
Convinced Kathy that the man died from a single bullet. But did he shoot the gun himself, or was he murdered? Kathy knows that her work tells the final chapter of their lives.
First paragraph. My job is to tell the story of the victim. Usually, they don't lie.
The x-rays from the man with the gunshot wounds to the head confirm what Kathy had suspected. They were caused by a single bullet.
You can actually see that the direction of the bullet is going like this. This being the right side, right to left, slightly upward, and front to back.
The case can now be closed. This was a suicide.
I have a gentleman in his 40s who has a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
As tragic as the end may have been, this person's life story is now complete.
That's the best part about this job. I feel like I'm telling this person's last story, because they can't anymore. The dead do have voices through us. See you guys tomorrow.